Claire Hanna joins us. Claire, welcome back to the show. Always good to talk to you. Hope things are doing well in Regina. My first question really has nothing to do with training in volleyball, but I'm just curious. All the time on City TV together, how come Struds and you never had a volleyball segment together?
Oh my gosh, I know. I wonder the same thing. We did like all the hockey. You know, I think I even went to some ODRs in the winter and never a volleyball court. So I don't know. Maybe ask Struds the question.
To be honest, I never invited. You know,
no.
I was just hanging out, waiting. You know, I know some of the other even core workers are going for drinks and hanging out and, you know, like, but old Uncle Strutty wasn't invited out to the drinks or to the volleyball courts because I'm not a very good volleyball player, but I mean, I can jump a country mile.
Well, okay, I'll take the blame and I'll make sure that we invite you out to Garneau next time I'm in Edmonton. I actually, you know what, I was in Edmonton last summer. For the Eskimos Argos CFL game, and I remember I actually practiced twice at Garneau while I was in town.
Oh, geez, too bad. I'm allergic to that sand, so I won't be able to go to that. I'll come and watch, though, for sure.
So, Claire, you know, obviously you had a pretty distinguished volleyball career. Were you an early starter in volleyball? When did you get your volleyball chops going?
Seriously, I'd say probably 14 or 15 years old, which is pretty average for volleyball. You know, the ball's kind of heavy. There's a lot of hand-eye coordination. And I played, I don't know how you guys are going to take this, but I was a pretty high-level badminton player before I played volleyball. And it's not a normal sport, I guess, but there was so much eye coordination. And I would compare badminton so much to beach volleyball with, like, a smaller court, you're trying to position the bird, you're trying to make your opponent really run around. So I did that, but like I played everything. I was like soccer, swimmer, basketball, you name it. No hockey.
No, but I can really sense that just even the way you moved, you had that easy grace and mobility of a good athlete. And is that something you kind of want to bring into what I guess would be a later developing sport like volleyball?
Oh, 100%. And I actually think if you play volleyball too young, it might turn you off because it would be so frustrating. And when I was playing pro in Belgium, I actually coached some kids on the side of playing for my pro team. And we actually had these smaller, lighter balls. And I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know why we don't have these in North America. Or maybe we do now. But those were really encouraging to the kids because it was like they floated for a little longer in the air, which gave you time to move your feet around. But I'd just say, you know, traditionally speaking, I think it's way better to do more sports heading into volleyball because you just have like, you know, a bit more of that strength, a bit more of that, you know, knowledge of what it takes to be an athlete before you step into it.
And, you know, it's interesting when you look at a lot of other sports that, you know, change in the dimensions and then also the, you know, in this case, the ball will make it better. Like in basketball, you shouldn't be shooting on a 10-foot hoop. And, you know, a lot of kids have smaller basketballs. So is volleyball a sport? Do you think it's evolved to make young kids, you know, want to be interested to play it and give them confidence? Or is that a challenge in volleyball still?
Well, I definitely think it's a challenge, Jason. But I do think what I was saying earlier, like other places, and Europe's really far ahead in volleyball. They've found ways to adapt. And what they actually did is they'd take a normal size volleyball court and they'd sometimes split it into three courts. So they'd put the antenna, as you see, which is like what it looks kind of like a candy cane. It's on the edge of the volleyball net to show the in and out point. But they'd put like two of those in the middle. So they'd split the net three ways down the middle. So you'd have three courts. And then they'd also shorten the court. So you were in a way tinier box. We're talking like, you know, 2 meters by 2 meters. They lower the net. And so you were essentially playing this like mini version of volleyball. And I just loved it. Or we'd even do things. And I would encourage parents to do this. We'd add a bounce. So it was like, okay, the ball can come on your side. You get a bounce and then you play it out, which just gave you a bit more time. And I could sense that the kids got so much more confident. And then eventually, you know, we take the bounce out and move forward and progress. But the improvement level was way faster than if you just put them on a volleyball court. It's never volleyball. It's like the kids are just letting it, you know, roll away. And all of a sudden you're just getting it bumped over and back. And, you know, it turns out being whoever can get the serve over wins the game. And that's no fun.
So I'm with Claire Hanna, a former member of Team Canada, a pro volleyball player, three-time national champ, and a Hall of Famer at the UBC Thunderbirds, and now a sports reporter, CTV Regina. Claire, so we're all kind of, you know, our kids have pretty much hit a full stop when it comes to sports. So we're talking about how we can get our kids into this idea. And let's say someone who's maybe just like likes volleyball, maybe, you know, kicked it around a few times or knocked it around, but where can we start with our kids if there's an interest for volleyball and kind of looking at a different sport?
Okay, well, it depends how big your yard is, but I would say, or you could even do this lying on the ground or lying on your bed, but I just take any kind of a ball and I just kind of set it. And setting's the overhead action where you've got your hands together just above your forehead, and like lying on your back, just kind of setting it to yourself. Like, I think that's a really easy one, or getting a parent to sit on the ground with you and trying to set it back and forth, or even sitting and setting it against a wall to yourself. Like, those are super basic things. And then, you know, it kind of is, in a sense, volleyball is just like, don't let the ball drop. And so if you're out in your lawn, you can just start using your forearms, just kind of like a bump, and like setting it back and forth and seeing how many times or how high you can get the ball and how many times you can keep contacting without it letting it hit the ground, which is like, you know, sometimes you're going to screw up, but then you might have to chase the ball. And that's kind of like a dig in volleyball. So you can make little games with yourself. How many times can you get 10 in a row? How many times can you get 15, you know, go higher? How many times can you switch up if you're doing a set or a bump, that sort of thing?
Now, you know, you talk about the bump, and, you know, I don't know what it is. I must have highly sensitive the inside of my forearm, because I do two or three, and I'm like, oh, geez, old Uncle Stretty's out. So is there a way to toughen that up? And I'm assuming that I'm not the only person who's a little sensitive on the inside of my forearms.
Yeah, and, you know, you'll develop, I don't know if I've, like, got, I don't know, more skin there now, but I'm going to just say, let's take a page out of Tom Brady's book and just deflate your ball. Just take a little air out, and it'll make the ball a little softer, and that could be easy for a kid. Like, don't make it flat, because then you're not going to have any contact. But sometimes I think people blow up the balls a bit too much when they're with kids. And so if you just soften it a bit, that makes it really easy on the forearm. Or, you know, use one of those, like, puffy dodge balls. Like, that's a good way to start it, because in the beginning, the big thing is just bending your knees when you're bumping. Like, you shouldn't be like swinging your arms and whacking the ball to bump it. You should just really be using your hips and knees. And so that's where, if you look at that video, like, just really work on bending your knees and keeping almost like you're in a chair, in an invisible chair, and bumping it that way. But yeah, I would say deflate gate it.
That makes a lot of sense in that description, because I think most of us, when we think to our junior high volleyball gym class, yeah, you'd have, you know, person would serve in the bump, and all of a sudden it's way out, you know, 30 feet over to the left. And you're like, how'd the person hit it that far? Because clearly we were all just using our arms, right? Because it seems so natural. And now that you explain it that way, it's like, well, yeah, just bend your knees. I don't think I've ever had, like, very few high, at least in my experience, Grant, that's many years ago, I never had a junior high coach tell us, oh, bend your knees rather than lift your arms up and down. That seems so simplistic.
Yeah, it's like not a swing and a miss. It's just get that booty going.
I like that, Claire. I like that. And hey, you know what? I don't know if that's the proper term in coaching, but hey, why not? Get going. I guess it depends who the students are for that one. Now, because there's a lot of people texting in saying, one-on-one things you talk about, laying on your back, and, you know, do that to yourself. Let's say you have multiple kids, right? Is getting it over, is putting a net that important to honing your skills? Or can you just have them back and forth with each other without the net?
I think it's a super good question. And, like, growing up, we never had a net in our backyard. And so that wasn't, like, a privilege or an ability I had. Do you know what I mean? So that's why I kind of always say, if you don't have a net, it's okay. But if you do have a net and you have even two people, what I would really recommend is you guys both go on one side of the net. You don't need to be on separate sides. And one person is going to be near the net, and one person is going to be kind of in the back of a defensive position. Okay. Now, you can almost, in a way, do a bump set spike over the net. So the person near the net, they can hit the ball like it's an attack at that defender. The defender bumps it or passes it up to that setter, that same person who hit it. The setter then sets it up, and then that person who dug the ball hits it over. So you're kind of, in a way, playing a little version of beach volleyball. And I don't know if that description, like, comes out visually to people, but it's just, you're simplifying and making sure that you guys do all the actions on one side of the net. Now, there's nobody on the other side to bump it back over, but you can practice that over and over and make that person who's on defense like really run for the ball and then have to get back to attack it. And I think that's such good practice. And when I played beach within my career, and you only had two people, we'd go to the beach and do that all the time. Just two people on one side of the net. I wouldn't really recommend doing too much over the net because you're never going to be putting the ball directly over the net. You're trying to keep it on your side and control it and then to make an attack.
Claire, it seems to me there needs to be some hops involved in volleyball. So is there something, a skill that you would, or something, drills you do to help improve that ability to grab some air?
Yeah, so the very first time I ever made provincial team, when I was like 14 years old in Alberta, our coach made us all get skipping ropes. And before we joined the team, I think it was like the tryouts happened, and then we had a month back home before we actually hooked up with all the players. And so for that month, we had different skipping drills. And some of them were just like basic, you know, skip. And then there'd be ones where we did one leg. So like your right leg, just skipping on right leg, then skipping on your left leg. And then there'd be kind of crisscrossing your legs back and forth. But I would suggest the skipping rope is really good to just get into that motion of jumping. And then maybe when you're skipping, instead of just doing little skips, see how many times you can get the rope under your legs after one jump. So that's developing, like trying to jump higher and higher. And for Team Canada, we did a lot of skipping too. And we'd do this drill where we had to do a double skip. So that's every time you jump, the skipping rope goes under your feet twice. We did 200 in a row. And it sounded ridiculous at first, but then it got so easy. And then, you know, you could kind of see it translate to your fast twitch muscles. And jumping just felt a little like chirpier, you know?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, and that seems as pretty simple. Like, and what I love is we're joined by Claire Hanna, former Canadian volleyball player. When you're talking about everything, you're talking about is you don't need a lot of equipment. We're talking about a ball, a skip rope, and maybe or maybe not a net, but just a little bit of space. So it's a pretty pretty easy entry level sport to try out or to try to improve on.
100%. And you had me make those videos, which, man, like, I haven't played volleyball for a long time. I don't do too much anymore. So I was like trying to remember the drills, and they came pretty quick. But I would also say a wall is so helpful in volleyball. Okay. Just you can, you know, and I'm not sure if I'm jumping ahead here, but everybody can find a wall. Like, we literally went to a school and I found like the side of the brick school wall and used that. Or, you know, tennis courts usually have that area where you can hit the ball, you know, to yourself on a tennis court, but just do that with a volleyball. But you do not need very much equipment at all. I said, you don't even need a volleyball. If you can just find like a dodgeball or any kind of ball, like right. A soccer ball would be kind of hard. So I'd say take the air out of the soccer ball, but it works.
It's interesting, Claire, you mentioned how you're not playing anymore at all. So, well, you don't want to play rec league ball? It's just not, it doesn't appeal to you?
Okay, well, I know I like to call myself a super sub, so I don't want to commit to a team, but if people want to sub for an occasional, like, Thursday night, I will fill in. But I do love beach volleyball, but this past summer, when I came out of retirement, there was, like, a big money tournament in Regina, and I was playing in it, and we were in the money game, you know, win it, you win a lot of money, and if you keep winning, we're talking, like, five figures. And I tore my ACL.
Oh.
So, yeah, that really sucked. And I had the surgery in December. So luckily, you know, we're on the mend. But, I'm clearly not the player I was when I was in my 20s.
Now, how did you tear your ACL?
Well, I was playing defense, and the ball was hit to my left. And I was going for it, and I pushed off my right leg and kind of twisted, and just something happened, and I knew right away something happened. But we ended up finishing the game because that's when we got some good money, but then we had to forfeit the rest of the tournament. So ooh, it sucks. I hate thinking about it, you guys. I'm getting like PTSD now.
Well, sorry about that. So you're on the mend. How are you on the rehab? How's that going?
Well, it's all good, but you know, it sucks for a while with all the physios being closed, but I just, I don't know, I'm like finding tons of YouTube videos. I'm doing yoga almost every morning to try to like stretch some things, you know, low intensity, right, but good muscly kind of exercises. I'm like really into the free Orange Theory YouTube videos. I'm loving them. They're like 30, 40 minutes. They're free. And there's just, it's like, abs, arms, legs, but I just do as much as I can until I realize that it's probably hurting me in a way that's not good. And I'm not sure if physios are listening, they might be cringing, but it works for me right now.
Now, Claire Hanna joins us from the CTV Regina, and you cover all sports in Southern Saskatchewan. And I'm a huge Rough Riders fan, so I need to know, you know, how much is the legend of Cody Fajardo growing, you know, since his arrival there?
Oh my gosh, he is the premier of Saskatchewan. And I hope Scott Moe, the actual premier, is not listening. He is loved. And it is, I was at this, our other colleagues, Jay and Dan, they were on that podcast tour and they were in Regina and they said they had a special guest and nobody knew who it was going to be. People were like kind of guessing other Rough Riders because nobody thought it could possibly be Cody. And he comes out on the stage and the crowd went bonkers. Like, it was wild. And he had this, like, he was trying different pizzas from Regina and he was trying to be really impartial. Like, he is perfect for this market because he's so, like, he's good with the media, he's chatty, he likes to get involved in the community, and like, the legend probably doesn't even live up to its hype.
Claire, thanks so much for joining us. Next time you're in town and you're recovered from your ACL, we'll get a video crew out for you and Strutty in volleyball, okay? That would be that'd be something we want to see. And thanks for the tips on volleyball. I love it. Playing over the net doesn't make the most sense. Keep two people on the same side and practice. That was great advice. Thanks so much, Claire.
Thanks for having me. And Jason, put your money on me, Gregor, okay?
Oh, Claire. What? Hey, Claire, just so you know, in physical competitions, Jason Gregor 2, Jason Strudwick nothing. No. So definitely I'll be putting my money on you.
You go. Yeah. Come for you. Okay, thanks for having me.